This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we have pointed out how Peter amplified the focus of what he was sharing in chapter 1 of 2 Peter. He wanted them to understand what goes into experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity. In the first half of the chapter, he amplified this focus by giving the key, experientially knowing Jesus Christ better and better each day. Now let's begin amplifying the points he makes regarding how to discover and use this key. In Peter's life, he got to see and hear things firsthand. That left an indelible impression on his mind and heart. He would never forget those experiences. And the more he reflected on them, the more he realized that they were in direct fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. Now he wants his fellow believers to become familiar with the same things he experienced. They already knew these things and had trusted in Jesus Christ for their salvation. After trusting in Jesus Christ, they were discipled and firmly established in the truth. Why did he feel it necessary to remind them of what they already knew? If they were familiar with the truth and firmly established in it, why this need for repetition? He answers those questions in verses 13 through 15. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. Here it is. Remind in order to refresh your memory, so they will always remember. God wants us to remember. If you'd like to review this message and this series, you can do that by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.